When did you start writing poetry?
When I was very little.
About what age?
About 5. I had a notebook, and I would write these poems in it, and I would draw pictures to go with them with colored pencils.
And they were real poems?
They rhymed. Does that make them real?
You're the poet. I don't know. Does it make them real?
No, but I thought they were real.
And when were you first published?
I was probably in my, let me think about this, mid-20s. But I'm not the kid who thought she was going to be a poet from when she was born. I thought I was going to be an artist, number one. And number two, I didn't decide I was going to be a poet until I was living in Athens, Greece, after I got out of college. Because I had gone there because I loved Greek theater. And I had to see where it came from. And when I saw what the landscape was like, I understood. And I started writing really awful stuff. And eventually I got a bit better.
When was that turning point when you decided, I am going to be a poet?
I don't know that I decided. I decided that's what I was going to do when I was maybe 23, but I didn't ever declare myself as a poet until I published a book.
And which book was that first?
It's called Planting the Children. It's about generations, and it was 1983.
And you've been successful ever since.
Nobody is successful all the time, especially not me.
But you've even written a book that is poetry advice book, not Feathers Yet, A Beginner's Guide to the Poetic Life. So you're successful enough to give advice to other poets.
Yeah, and you know why I did that? Because I decided not to study English and not to get graduate degrees in English, because I've been reading since I was very young, and I read so much, I didn't want someone telling me how to think. That was young and naive, but that's how I felt, and I still feel that way, actually. So I wrote the book, which is The Big Sister I Wished I'd Had. That's what its point is.
Let's hear the poem From How Small, Confronting Morning.
This is when a friend of mine, who is certifiably insane, and I put his canoe into Prairie Creek, which is very alligator infested, which leads to Noonan's Lake, which is even more alligator infested, at midnight in the summer. Our canoe slides easily into Prairie Creek. In a few strokes, something slick and flapping lands on my bare toes. I lean over the side, lay it back. It wiggles once, then disappears. There's no moon, only a million fireflies. We've entered the lake now to thread our half-blind way through hyacinths. Past cypress after looming cypress, their knees gathered around them. The air's gone loud, chirrs, sweeps, quawks. In the far dark, a gator bellows. Great dim wings cross our bow. Every moment, Chris, we are alive. Every moment.
If it's gator infested, did you come across any gators?
Well, the bellows were pretty suggestive, but not in person.
Luckily.
Well, yeah. I like being in the water with gators. It makes me think I don't live in the 21st century.
Very true. Thank you.
You're very welcome.